You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Jenny Anderson, the AIDS.gov communications advisor, and was originally posted on August 7th, 2012. A typical day in the life of many AIDS.gov team members involves writing, editing, and sharing documents, blog posts, training materials, conference materials, reports, videos, and much more all need to be shared. Multiple team members working across cities and time zones contribute and review each document, so having a quick, effective, and easy way to share those documents is key. 6 years ago, when the AIDS.gov project launched, most of us were using a single device, a desktop work computer, to develop and collaborate on documents. Our systems for creating and editing materials were often slow, since they required saving and emailing large files and keeping track of the master document to avoid version control issues. The other challenge was not being able to easily access the files from multiple computers, for example, home and work computers, without saving the files to thumb drives or even disks, or emailing the files themselves. The good news is, today, thanks to the prevalence of Wi-Fi, document collaboration has become a lot easier. This has become increasingly important because people are often using more than one device, for example, a computer or a phone or a tablet, etc., to create and share those documents. According to a recently released Forrester Consulting report, as of 2010, more than half of U.S. online adults use two or more PCs and computers, and they estimate that number to grow to two-thirds by 2016. In addition to using multiple devices to work on documents, people are using the cloud to access, sync, and share those documents. According to CommonCraft's video, Cloud Computing in Plain English, computers used to work alone, inside a home or business, but thanks to the internet, we now have the power to use those computers at a completely different location, what we call in the cloud. An example of the many tools out there that we've been using at AIDS.gov is Dropbox, a free service that lets you bring your photos, documents, and videos anywhere and share them easily. Think of it as a virtual folder where you can drop in files and then access them from multiple devices. Dropbox can be accessed via web browser, mobile app, or desktop program. By dragging files over to it, they are saved in the folder, which is backed up online. An important feature of Dropbox is that folders and documents can be private or shareable. We use a shared folder for the AIDS.gov team so that any team member can access files when they need it. And also, if anything were to go wrong with our hard drives or mobile phones, these files will still be saved in the cloud. Products similar to Dropbox include Google Drive, which ties into Google Docs, SugarSync, and Box. Most of these services are accessible across different devices, include a few free gigabytes of storage to get started, and allow for sharing. Another free tool we use to manage, create, and share AIDS.gov's documents is Google Apps. We use it for many different types of our project work, but in particular, we use Google Docs to draft and edit blog posts. One of our favorite features is multiple members being able to edit a post together in real time, allowing us to see revisions as they're made. Having all of our blog documents in one single place across team members also helps us stay organized. We also use Google Calendar to help manage our editorial calendar. We know there are so many tools out there, so we want to hear about which tools you find helpful. How are you using online tools to collaborate? We welcome your comments at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.